You're listening to Your Financial Choices on WDIY Allentown. Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics, and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. To ensure compliance with requirements imposed by the IRS, we inform you that any U.S. federal tax advice contained in this communication is not intended to or to be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties under the Internal Revenue Code or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any transaction or matter addressed herein. This show is for educational purposes only. For advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP, and sometimes people ask me, what does all that mean? CPA is a certified public accountant, CFP is a certified financial planner, and AEP is an accredited estate planner. More information on yourfinancialchoices.com, and you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org, and you can even listen to prior shows. So you can go search for Your Financial Choices and find a topic of interest and listen to the podcast. That's one of the benefits also of being a member of WDIY. You can get emails if you're a member. Seamus, are we doing a pitch yet? Welcome, Seamus.
Hey, thank you. Yes, we are in the middle of our spring fund drive. And thank you, Lori, for coming in here. Another episode of Your Financial Choices is ahead, but we want to remind you that we need your support to stay on track this hour, just like every hour, for the spring fund drive here at WDIY. So we are looking for 5 donations this hour, and we hope you can come through and help us hit those 5 donations. So you can do that by making a donation or becoming a member by calling 610-758-8810 or giving online securely, quick, easy. WDIY.org is the place to do it. If you've never given before, please know that WDIY is here because someone else took that first step from being a listener to a listener contributor. So be that person. Take that extra step. Help ensure that Your Financial Choices is going to go on the air and continue. So give us a call, 610-758-8810, or online at wdiy.org.
And Seamus, might I add, I do this every spring and every fall. I put out a challenge. I will write a check for $250 before I leave the studio tonight if we get $250. I don't think that's asking too much. What are the amounts that people can give?
Well, people can give whatever amount they feel necessary, but if you want to become a member, membership is a great way to support the station, and you could do that for as little as $5 per month, and that adds up to $120 per year. And that adds up to $60 per year. But any level that you can give, we encourage you to do. But there's plenty of benefits with membership, including the ticket giveaways that we do, including the discounts to local businesses. So this is a great way to support the station. 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
Okay. Anything else, Seamus?
Well, we hope we can hit that challenge that Lori just laid out. So this is a unique opportunity that we have, thanks to Lori, that we can make your pledge go even further. So let's do this. Let's hit that grant. Let's hit that challenge and make WDIY continue here in the Valley.
And you know why I do it too, Seamus? I mean, obviously, I love this station. I chose to come to this station from another station because of the informed listeners that WDIY has. I really appreciate the informed listeners, but I also do it for all the volunteers who are here. Jeff every week is here with me, and I love Jeff, and he makes sure I'm taken care of every week. And plenty of other volunteers and familiar faces in the studio whenever I come in. So I also do it for them, which is why I put the challenge out, and I'm very competitive, and I love listeners of Your Financial Choices to come through for me, because I feel like it's a reflection on what I contribute to the show and to the studio and to the community. So I hope that people appreciate it and can come through for me tonight during
right.
the show.
We love having you on on WDIY here, Lori, and we love the challenge you put forward. Why don't you just say that one more time?
$250. I'll write a check before I leave, and we are fortunate enough as well to have my husband's employed at Air Products, and they do a match. So that's also a big plus, especially for any Air Products listeners out there. And I'm not sure if PP&L does a match, but if your company where you work does matching gifts, it's also just it's nothing more out of your pocket. It's simply you submitting your receipt and asking them to make a matching donation to WDIY. So we thank Air Products for that as well. And it's a win-win-win for all of us.
All right, yes. Let's meet that challenge. Let's get that money from Lori. $250. You can make it happen. 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
Okay, thanks, Seamus. Folks, you are listening to Your Financial Choices, and I know that it's April 9th. It's almost the end of tax season, and I don't have my call screener here tonight, but I do have people who are taking pledges, and they have also offered to write down questions and bring them into the studio to me. So if you have a question, in particular, if you have a question about taxes and you're trying to get it done and you have one more question, you're welcome to let them know what that is. You'd call the regular number, 610-758-8810, and just tell them you have a question for me, and they'll write that down and bring it into the studio. I do want to say today is, what is today? April 9th. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 16,437, the NASDAQ at 4183, and the S&P at 1872. Last week, we talked about risk management and ways to cover yourself with insurance, and I had Eileen Budd from the Budd Insurance Agency. She was in the studio with me, and she did a great job. It was really a pleasure to have her. And we are here to answer your questions. We do discuss general financial planning topics, not specific investments. And while I do typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic. The phone number, 610-758-8810, whether you're pledging or whether you have a question. Email is also available through yourfinancialchoices.com. Before I get started on some information, I was going to do some financial planning tips tonight. I wanted to just mention that I had a question come in through email, and I had a very nice compliment, and I think it goes very well with the fund drive this week as well. A gentleman had emailed me a question about local tax returns. He actually had lived in two different local jurisdictions, and when he went to file his local tax return, he thought that, just like federal is one return and the state is one return, he thought you could file one local return. But to the contrary, when you work in two different jurisdictions, you actually have to file two local tax returns. So that's like a little FYI for people who are working in multiple moving into two different jurisdictions. If you work in different jurisdictions and live in one place, that's fine. You have one local return. You file a local return based on where you live. So if you've lived in two different jurisdictions over one calendar year, you're going to file two different local returns, and you have to split your income accordingly to that time period. Okay, so this person who sent the email in, though, had also said that he... one of the reasons he's a member of WDIY is because of the show, Your Financial Choices. So that just thrills me. I'm very excited about that. I love bringing this service and this information to the community. We are community public radio. I come from a small town. My parents were self-employed. I've always worked for small employers, except for when I worked at Macy's. I've always worked for small employers, so I really believe in community. I really believe in supporting community, whether it's in our patronizing local restaurants, local businesses, or the local public radio station. So I want to thank that listener for supporting WDIY. I'm glad that I could help and answer some questions. So folks, if you do have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Just let the callers or the people who are answering the phones, let them know that you have a question. And if you want to pledge to WDIY, you can do that as well by calling in. Let them know, please, that you're listening to Your Financial Choices, you support the program, and you'd like to support the studio as well. In the meantime, I thought I would just mention what I was doing over the weekend. Speaking of community, Friday night I was at the State Theater with Lehigh Valley Woman magazine because I write an article for that free publication, which is educational in nature for women. And you find it throughout the valley in different businesses, local businesses who support that as well. And they were sponsoring a show at the State Theater. So I thought, here we are, community. And then on Saturday, I was asked to do a presentation at Lafayette College, also in our community. And boy, did I have fun. I loved it. It was an honor for me. It was the Council of Women of Lafayette College. And there was a room full of very powerful, very intelligent women. I really enjoyed meeting and greeting them from every age range, the students to faculty to the president of the university, who I might add, President Byerly, such a dynamic speaker. And if your children are thinking about going to Lafayette College, go listen to her because she's quite impressive. So I had so much fun. I was asked to give a presentation on something financially related. And how do I do that, I say, when I had such a range of ages. So I had done a little test on this a couple weeks ago on this show called Financial Planning for Every Stage of Your Life. And I thought, I'll see how it goes. And personally, I think it went over fairly well. And I thought I would bring some feedback from that and talk about that as we go through the next hour along with our pledge drive. And one of the elements that I want to mention, well, what I should say is, what are the elements of financial planning? That's how I started. We talked about the elements of financial planning being cash flow, investments, risk management, tax planning, retirement planning, and estate planning. And what's fun about this, well, for me, because I like doing this, but I want it to be fun for everyone, because if you're more proactive in your financial decisions, it is just puts you that much further ahead to reaching your goals, whether it's early retirement or paying for education or buying your first house or your first car. So if you keep in mind all these elements of financial planning as you go through your life, you're more apt to make better decisions. And quite often when I talk to people, whether it's, you know, one-on-one meeting or big presentations, what I continue to try to talk about is how we can take our decision making to the next level, how we can amp it up, how we can jump the curve with how we are facing decisions and the way we go about making decisions. So part of that, I feel, is keeping in mind how each decision we make impacts another piece of our financial life. So when we talk about cash flow, if we're not careful with how we're spending money, what that then impacts is maybe our future retirement, but it could also impact our investments. It could impact our risk management. And what I mean by that is, if you're not careful with your cash flow, if you have too much credit, all of a sudden you have too much credit, then you have bad credit score, and then you may not qualify for financing at favorable rates, and then you're paying higher interest rates for your house. See, so each little step or decision that we make as we go along, if we think about how is this going to impact future decisions, I think that we can make more powerful decisions today that will help us in the future. So I started the presentation talking about the elements of financial planning. And then from there, I talked about the different stages that people have. So I'm going to go through those stages a little bit again tonight, even though I might have talked about this a couple weeks ago, talk about it in a little bit more detail, and how those stages could actually happen to us at different times of our life, even though I'm kind of giving you some guidelines. So we'll talk about that. Let me remind you, the phone number to call in with questions or your pledges is 610-758-8810. 610-758-8810. And you can also go online at wdiy.org. That's wdiy.org. I know it's a lovely evening, but a lovely evening to sit and listen to the radio, take notes, and call and make your pledge. So let's talk about the stages that I mentioned. I'm a little corny sometimes. It's just who I am. It comes out in different ways, and it's coming out. This is my creative side. So I've got this number side, and I've got this creative side. And the stages that I talked about were, there's five stages, as I've determined. And the first stage is testing. The next stage is nesting, investing, resting, and divesting. And when I mentioned divesting in the presentation, I got a few giggles, and I turned to the women and I said, you understand what I mean by divesting. We're getting rid of things because we are going to be divesting out of this life. So let's talk about the stages. So the first stage, testing, that's the stage where, if we think about what is testing, we're usually getting tested in school. So we're talking about college age. We're talking about learning, finding out who you are, finding out what you want to do, new jobs, different degrees. Sometimes you're dependent on others. So this stage is really almost like an experimental stage. We're trying on different careers. Maybe they don't work. Maybe they do. Maybe we're start in school with, you know, thinking we're going to go into one curriculum and then we change. So lots of testing going on. And I would say that at this period of time, when we talk about the financial elements, even though more than one might apply, in your early 20s during this period, typically, and granted, I know that even in your 50s, you could be in a testing stage. You could be trying on different jobs. I understand, and this is what I had said at the beginning, we could be kind of have any piece of these stages at any time. But when we think about it, basically, the early 20s, really all we're really worrying about, I think, is cash flow. You know, we have our first job, we want a car, we want an apartment, we want to be independent, and we're not thinking about retirement necessarily. We're not thinking about investments necessarily. And no matter how many times we might tell young people, we tell our children when they're starting their first job, you tell your friends, you hear it all the time. If I had known, if someone would have told me to save, how do we get young people coming fresh out of college? How do we communicate to them the importance of starting to save early and the difference that it makes? The only thing I know is that we just have to keep saying it, because the power of compounding is so monumental. And unless you start doing it and seeing it, you won't necessarily understand it. And the power of compounding, to me, can come in many ways. It doesn't have to be just in money. Compounding the information that you gather, I would say, can be so powerful. And what I mean by that is, if you have, yes, money, retirement, you start saving a little bit, you get interest, you get maybe appreciation on your assets, that is compounding. And then you earn more on your earnings, and then that's compounding, and then you just keep earning. That's one thing. But it's also, how, as young people, can you find ways to get a jump in your decision making and making better choices? And that is looking to the people around you who you would like to emulate, maybe through their experience, through their hard work, through the lessons they may have taught you. So when you hear parents, teachers, older coworkers say to you, yes, start saving, make sure you do this or do that, listen to them, because obviously their experience will help compound your experience and get you there a little bit faster. So some of the advice I have for young people, for example, I even said to my new son-in-law, is you have a job, you have to keep it for the first 2 years of your life. You have to keep it for the first 2 years of your career. I'm sorry, because that starts the base. That starts your springboard into your future career. Neil just brought in a note, $50 extra gift from someone in Allentown. Awesome. I think that's going towards our challenge. So if I'm putting $250 on the table when I walk out of here, we need $250 to come into this hour, and we have $50 already. Awesome. Thank you so much, person. I really appreciate it. I get all excited about this stuff. I'm an emotional person. Some people don't like that I'm emotional, but I'm emotional, and I love that. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. So if you hadn't heard, I have put out a challenge for this hour of Your Financial Choices. As I said, I'm slightly competitive. I like this show to bring in donations during my hour to show that this is a great show to have on WDIY. I'm so thankful to be here and to have this opportunity, and thank anyone who would like to contribute either through an extra gift, as this caller just did, or by becoming a member if you haven't already, or renewing if it was something you were debating about doing. So you want to do this at either WDIY.org or call. And we like to hear the phones ring, though. So I know it's easy to go online and do it, but it's really kind of fun to have someone call into the studio. It's kind of exciting. So the number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810, to help me with this challenge I've put out for $250, something I love to do every spring and fall. And that is out of my pocket, and I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it for WDIY. So the stages we talked about, the learning stage. So if we do have anyone in their 20s out there listening, take advantage of the advice that people are giving you. I think one of the reasons people resist, young people in particular, resist maybe giving or taking this advice is because there's that transition period where they're kind of dependent on their parents, dependent on maybe grandparents, dependent on someone else other than themselves. And sometimes they kind of shirk taking advice because they feel like that makes them dependent. And it's not. It's not about that at all. It's, to me, it's team playing, and you're on the same team, you know, with your family members, and take advantage of that. So worry more about not as much cash flow. Make sure that you save a little bit as well for emergency reserves. In fact, one of the things, let me give my little piece of advice, I'll try to tie this in case I run too long talking, is for college age kids, when you first get out of college, if your employer has an employer plan, obviously we'd like you to participate in an employer 401k, especially if they give a match. Like if your employer is going to put money into a retirement account for you, you definitely want to contribute as well if that's the only way you're going to get a match. But another fun way to save is if your income threshold allows and you have earnings, you can put money into a Roth IRA. If you're under age 50, you can put in $5,500. And a Roth IRA, the beauty of that is that you can always take out the original contributions. So sometimes people are afraid to put money in retirement accounts because they say, what if I'm going to need it? Well, the wonderful thing about the Roth is if you can put it in an account, get it invested, start watching it grow, you can always take out your original contribution and any subsequent contributions, you can always take those out, but keep the earnings in, and there's no penalty for that. So I feel like it's a great way to start a reserve. Great idea. Love Roth IRAs. All right. So the next stage, we said the first stage was testing. The second stage was nesting. This is a very long period of time. It's the time when you're ready to settle down, start a relationship, have a family, buy a first car, buy a first home. You're also really worried about cash flow at this time, but it's also a period where you're really, your risk exposure is heightened. All of a sudden, I think people say, oh my gosh, if I have this house and I have these kids, I have these responsibility, or maybe my partner, you think, what if something happens to me, what happens to them? So all of a sudden, risk management. And so interestingly, we had Eileen Budd last week from Budd Insurance Agency, who's also local. They have offices in Phillipsburg and Bethlehem. So we like to support our local businesses, but you can go talk to someone about what kind of risk you have and what kind of coverage you would need. So we have risk exposure if we are a car owner, if we have an apartment and we have personal property in our apartment, or homeowner, life insurance, health insurance, disability insurance probably more important than anybody realizes because it's more likely that you'll be disabled than lose your life. So you want to make sure that you have the insurance coverage that you need. So that's the nesting stage. And I say that can last probably about 25 years. So some of the other ideas you want to think about or ask yourself some questions. How do I maximize the return on my house purchase? Do I pay down my mortgage or save for retirement? These are questions that could come up during this period. When do I start saving for my children's college education? One of the questions I had at the presentation I did at Lafayette on Saturday was someone asked, should I pay down my mortgage? Should I pay off my mortgage? Or should I keep my investments? And I don't recall what they said the interest rate was, but I think the person was like close to retirement. And that is not always a question you can just ask off the top of your head. But here was my position back to the question, which was, if you have $100,000 in the bank to pay off the mortgage, and you could, and then you don't have your monthly payment anymore. So let's say your monthly payment is $1,000 a month and you have $100,000 in the bank and maybe your mortgage is, 4% interest. Should you pay off your mortgage? Well, if the $100,000 is in the bank and you're not earning anything, that might be something to consider. But here's what you have to consider first. If something happens to you, like you lose your job or you are going to retire, what are the chances of you getting access to money if you need it? That was my concern. If someone has a mortgage of $100,000 and then they have $100,000 in investments, if I pay it all off, I no longer have my money. I have my house, I have my equity. Now what happens if I need money? If I need money and I have lost my job, I'm not going to get that line of credit or that equity or that mortgage more than likely. So that's my concern. I don't know if I'm comfortable with people completely emptying their bank accounts to pay off mortgages if you're not secure in some other ways, having an emergency reserve and some other options available to you. So those are some of the things that we can do during the nesting period. So we're talking a little bit about the financial planning elements and the different stages, but we are also talking about pledge drive and the challenge that I have out for $250. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Neil, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori. This is Operations Director Neil Heaver joining Lori again here on the program Your Financial Choices here in WDIY. Yes, there is a challenge out. It's our fund drive. It's our spring fund drive when we ask you to become a newer renewing member or send us an extra gift. Now, the challenge is $250 comes in, and Lori writes a check to match that. Now, it goes beyond that in many ways, and I'll explain that in just a moment. But I turn around and look, and I see we have one extra gift already, so we're now down to $200. That's just one or two of you out there to make that check right now or to use your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover card to make your new membership, renewing membership, or add an extra gift. So it goes further. Did you not say something about a matching grant from
Air
work?
Products.
Air Products. Okay. So let's say you make an extra gift or you make your membership right now and your company is matching. There's more right there for the station. That's great too. By calling 610-758-8810, they'll ask you those questions and you can answer that. And if you got matching money, that's great too. Then now it's going even further. Here's another one. In this spring fund drive, we have a partnership with the Weyerbacher Brewing Company in Easton, and they're going to help the Animal Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley. They're going to provide meals. Now, not a single dollar of that goes away from the station. Every contribution you make goes to the station, but then that triggers Weyerbacher to provide 15 meals. We're at 600 already.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Now, this is for in-home pets and people who are low income. They've had problems. Something has happened. They're seniors. They're on fixed budgets. Somebody's lost a job. Somebody got ill. Something has disrupted their family life, and they're trying to keep everything together. sometimes, unfortunately, pets have to go. And we don't think that that's right. We think that people should be able to keep their companions with them. So by calling 610-758-8810, pledging your support now, the station gets all of that. It's matched here up to $250. And this organization benefits here in the Lehigh Valley with the partnership we have with Weyerbacher. And you may even have a work matching grant amount of money. So think about how far all of that can go. And this program only lasts for this spring fund drive. So when we close down Pled Central and we wrap up the phones and everybody goes home, the Weyerbacher effort actually closes down too. So this is a good time for you to make that pledge. 610-758-8810 is the number for Pledge Central. You can also go online. We know a lot of people like to do that. You can do that securely at wdiy.org. And I want to watch and see that figure go down.
I want to see it, too.
I know.
I want to write the check.
I know. We like you to write the check. So help us out and make that challenge right now. So we're looking for $200 additional dollars. And remember, if you're already a member in good standing, you can make that extra gift and see how far that goes. It's amazing. 610-758-8810 or wdiy.org.
Thank you, Neil. Sure. Folks, if you have questions this evening as well, you can use that same phone number. Our caller, our call answerers, call screeners will answer the phone and take your question. So don't be shy. If you do have a question, you're welcome to call it in and they will bring it into the studio to me. So I appreciate that. I love questions. I love answering questions and I love making a difference here on this local community radio station. And interestingly, Neil had mentioned Weyerbacher. He said they were out of Easton. As I had said, I was at the State Theater in Easton on Friday night. So lots of local community involvement here. We love that people are listening. We love that people come in and volunteer here. And lots of benefits to being a member of WDIY. I don't know if they had mentioned that you also get an email mentioning what the programming is that's coming up for the week, our local programs. And in particular, why I'm interested in that is you can find out what my topics are through email each week. Allison in the studio in here sends out a weekly email saying what's coming up for the week, and that includes your financial choices. They also have a wonderful website where you can go and listen to podcasts of old programs, and you can find old programs of your financial choices. This sometimes people will say, well, the topic doesn't always apply to me. So that's the wonderful thing, that you can always go back and find those topics that are of most interest to you. And in fact, you can also share that information with family and friends that they can go to wdiy.org. You don't necessarily have to be right here in Bethlehem. You can listen online anywhere in the country. And you can access the website anywhere as long as you have computer access at wdiy.org. I have this $250 challenge. I would love for the listeners of your financial choices to come through, call in, help me meet this challenge. I will write a check for $250 if folks call in, and I can stop talking about it if people call in, and then I can keep talking about some financial planning ideas. And again, the phone number is 610-758-8810, or you can go online at wdiy.org. So we're talking in the meantime about financial planning for every stage of your life. This was a presentation that I did Saturday at Lafayette College, and I did have so much fun. It was just wonderful being there. I really appreciated their hospitality and the opportunity to be able to share some of this information. And I certainly hope I made a difference there, as I hope to make a difference each week here. And we are on to the stage investing. So we talked about testing. We talked about nesting, which is the mid-20s to early 50s. I think that is the period of the most unknowns. Oh, one tip I also wanted to give about nesting. You know, when folks go to buy a home, so often, not to begrudge realtors, but so often realtors will say, buy more home than you can afford. And there is some, maybe a little logic to that, because, you know, when you buy a home and then you get your mortgage and you have fixed monthly payments every month, if you work and you start getting raises and making more money, you know, by year two, three, four, those mortgage payments you have will not be as burdensome as they may have started out to be. So I think the logic of buy more house than you can afford sometimes will say that then you can kind of grow into that house, or it won't be as unaffordable, you know, in X number of years when you're making more money. The trouble is that doesn't give you a lot of flexibility as far as future cash flows. My husband and I, when we moved from, we were both working when we lived in Allentown. We had a beautiful row home in Allentown. I loved it on Chew Street. In fact, it was hard for me to move. I really liked it. And we moved out where there would be grass for the children because I had three children in this row home. So they needed a little room to run instead of up and down the long house, which I also thought was fun. I liked it. It was endearing on my beautiful oak floors. But one thing that my husband and I did is I was expecting probably to only work part-time while we raised the children. So when we went to buy the home, we didn't want to buy a house that we could afford on dual incomes. We looked to buy a home that we could afford with me maybe just working, you know, 10, 15 hours a week, such that if anything came up, I could always work more and we would still be okay with the house and the house payments. And that really inured to our benefit. And I was really grateful that we did, because here's the other issue that people forget about when you go to buy a new home is you're not just buying the new home with that mortgage. You're buying the maintenance on the home. You're buying the new furniture in the home, the real estate taxes that go up, the appliances that break. So all of a sudden, the utilities that are higher, maybe because you might have moved into a bigger home. So there are so many things that you can't always anticipate. So I appreciate if people take the time, pause, think through their decisions. As I mentioned, putting together all these elements of financial planning into these decisions will help us make better decisions. So that was an investment. Okay, we're buying a house. That's an investment. Cash flow. We have to look to see the cash flow and how that's going to work. Risk management. Okay, now we have this big asset and we're putting a lot of money into it. How are we going to insure it and take care of it? What else was there? Income tax planning. Now we get a deduction on our tax return for the mortgage interest and the real estate taxes that we're paying. So each piece of the financial planning process can come into that decision and help us make a better decision. So for example, if I said, well, some people might think, oh, I'm going to get a big deduction because of my mortgage. Well, if you don't realize what that really means, then you won't understand how it'll impact your cash flow. Maybe you make so much money, you're in alternative minimum tax, and guess what? You're not going to get a deduction for those real estate taxes. Maybe your, can't think of something right now. Let's see. Your after-tax cash flow, the benefit of the deduction of the mortgage interest and the real estate tax. It might not be $1,000 a month for your mortgage after you figure in the tax benefit. You might clear another $200 cash from your tax deductions. So that will impact your cash flow. So you want to factor that in, but you know, always go on the conservative side rather than the aggressive side. All right, so that's kind of the nesting stage. A few things to think about there. The investing stage, mid-50s to mid-60s. I said this is the period where all of a sudden you realize the kids are out of the house and you have money. It's like, whoa, I got money. And maybe you've been putting money away every year in your retirement account. And for the most part, people don't pay attention to that quite often. You know, the majority of people don't pay attention to that. So what happens is all of a sudden you look at your account one day and it's grown. How did that happen? Well, remember what I talked about at the beginning of the show, compounding? That's what happened. You weren't paying attention. You were putting money in. Hopefully you had good investments and they started making money. And then your money starts making money. So your earnings start making money. That's compounding. And sometimes you find, wow, your earnings are making more money than you were working because you were such a good saver. What I think you need to pay attention to here during this period of time is making sure that you have 6 months of cash reserves. You want to have emergency reserves because the mid-50s, folks, very sensitive period in our work life. This is a period where we sometimes see job reductions, people getting laid off, or people getting offered packages, and sometimes packages are good, and sometimes packages are not so good. So you want to make sure that you definitely have some emergency reserves here. You also want to make sure that you're looking at your portfolios periodically, because it's not so much the assets that you're picking, it's how you have your assets allocated. So you want to pay particular attention to the allocation in your portfolio and then also your rebalancing. Are you taking gains and then reinvesting them in asset classes that might not be performing as well at this period in the market? And then you buy low, sell high, buy low, sell high. That's what rebalancing should really be doing. But it's also about allocating across a number of asset classes so that you get diversification and you lower your volatility. So that is probably the most important part of your portfolio performance, not so much what you're actually picking. You also want to understand the tax cost of your investment geography. Where are your tax benefit kind of investments? Are they outside your retirement accounts or are they inside your retirement accounts? Because if you have growth equities, you know, that type of thing, and you have bonds in your individual account, you have your equities in your retirement account, you're not getting the tax advantage of having equities. We have tax advantages of holding domestic stock, mutual funds, things like that, that give qualified dividends or that have capital gains if we hold them for longer than a year before we sell them. Those have special tax rates called capital gains tax rates, and you want to look to where they are in your portfolio. So that's the geography. Do you have fixed income in your retirement account and equities outside, or some mix thereof, but just know what things are costing you on an after-tax basis. Okay? So those are some little tips for the investing stage of your life. Make sure your portfolio is tax efficient as well. So the resting stage is that period of time where you say, okay, now we're going to retire. Now we get to do what we've been waiting to do. That's what I say. It's what we get to do, what we've been waiting to do. Well, I strongly encourage people not to wait. Don't wait to do what you want to do, but do a little bit as you go along. Sometimes we can't just sit around all the time by the pool, which is what I would like to do, but you can do a little bit of that while you're in your working years. But certainly once you retire, that's your time where you think, I have the time to do the things I want to do. But you have to make sure that you've planned accordingly and appropriately for what you want to do. Sometimes people think that they can retire and still live the way they were living when they were working. Maybe they're taking money out of their retirement accounts. They say, this is what I saved for, so now I'm going to take it out. Well, if you were earning $60,000 a year when you were working, and now you've retired, and you say, oh, I have $300,000 in the bank, I'm going to take $60,000 out, or maybe I'm going to take $40,000 out a year. What you don't realize is that's not going to last 30 years. Remember I said that nesting stage could last 25 years? Well, your resting stage could last 25 years or more. Sometimes people could be in retirement 25, 30 years. Well, if you only worked 25 or 30 years, I don't think there's any way you probably saved enough money to get you through that last 25 or 30 years unless you were really proactive in what you were doing. So we want you to start being proactive and making good decisions and getting the benefit of compounding, again, across many avenues when you're young. The sooner the better, and it gives you more options and flexibility. The other thing we have to worry about during the resting stage is our health care. This becomes one of our biggest concerns, our health care. So how are we going to pay for it? What are we going to do? Well, your biggest defense against health care cost is staying healthy, taking care of yourself, doing the right thing, and making good choices. Good choices like listening to your financial choices on WDIY. Huh. Right, Neil? Have we had anyone call in?
Hi, Lori. You know what, Lori? I wish that I could give you some news, and I do not have an update along those lines. I'm sorry. We have a challenge here in front of us during this, our spring membership drive. It's day three, and we're right in the middle of it, and we need to stay on target with each show. Now, Lori has made an offer. She will match up to $250. We are $50 in. That means just 200 more to go. That is just basically three memberships. That's all it is. You can call in right now at 610-758-8810. Make that pledge of support, and Lori is going to cover that up to $250. If you got a matching dollars from the business that you work at, and that's one of the questions we'll ask you when you call in, that money goes even further. And in addition to helping us here at WDIY, keep the lights on, keep the equipment running, make sure that Jeff has a nice microphone over there and a computer that works so he can check the weather and traffic in the afternoon when he's on during All Things Considered. Those dollars really, really help us keep all of that together. We can't do it without you. And right now we've got this matching money ready to go. We need that phone to ring. We want to say thank you to you for that pledge of support and click down that number, 610-758-8810. 8810 is the number that gets you through to Pledge Central. We do it one show at a time. We do it 1 hour at a time. We're not expecting you to write a $10,000 check. We want you to write a basic membership or maybe become a sustaining member. And as little as $10 a month, that's all it is. It's not a lot. And it's something you won't think about once you set it and forget it, I often say. 610-758-8810. Let's hear from you. And then another incentive that we talked about earlier, Lori, was the fact that the Weyerbacher Brewing Company is helping us out in this particular fund drive. We used to give out things like shirts and caps and coffee mugs. And you know the old joke about public radio, public TV, and the tote bags and all that business. Well, we moved away from that, as you know, and we've planted trees. We've got books for children. We've helped the food banks here in the Lehigh Valley. Here's a great, great new thing that we're doing this season, but it's only during the spring drive. Our friends at Weyerbacher Brewing Company over there in Easton, they've offered to help our partnership with the Animal Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley. A lot of people didn't even know this existed.
I was just going to say that.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. And I found out more about them, too, when I went through the fact list. Basically, what they do is they identify low-income families that have pets and that don't want to part with them, but they're financially strapped and they need the help. So what they do is they provide meals, so they take that burden off of the families. So that could be $40, $50, $60, $80 a month, maybe more, depending upon the type of pet, that those folks can then use to pay their bills or, you know, keep up with things. We think this is a great offer. What happens is every $100 we get, Weyerbacher Company provides 15 meals to in-home pets for low-income families. So we're already up to 600 meals. We're already up to 600 being provided. We'd love to double or triple that. Why don't you help us tonight? Add another $100, add another $200 tonight to this and provide more meals for these low-income families.
So, Neil, on the board is the challenge of $250.
Yep.
We had someone already give 50.
Yes.
I have 200 left.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have two people, just two people, 15 minutes, 13 minutes, 12 minutes, two people, $100 each. It's, you won't even notice it.
Mm-hmm.
$100 each. You get a charitable deduction for it on
mm-hmm.
your income tax. And if you're in a 33% tax bracket, that saves you $33. So there's just wins, wins, wins all over the place. So two people, $100, and then we can feed.
That'd be 30 more meals going out to in-home pets with families of low income that really need the help.
Yeah.
We don't even need to talk about the value of pets. I think most of us know that, especially for people like seniors or homebound folks, that pets are really like part of their family. And, you know, if pets can't be cared for by their original families, sometimes they go to shelters. We don't want to see that. And, you know, this organization also, by the way, supports no-kill shelters in other places with food as well. So we think this is a great idea. Call that number right now. Listen to all the good things we're saying that you can trigger right now by making that call. 610-758-8810 gets you through to Pledge Central. We'll say thank you. We'll be happy. You'll be happy. You could also go online to WDIY.org and make your pledge there. And Seamus is over there watching the computer, and we've got our folks in Pledge Central. They're ready to go.
Thank you, Neil. And you'll make me happy and make Jeff happy because we're here every week. And Jeff is as committed to this program as I am, and I hope that the listeners are as committed as well and come through, because it thrills me beyond belief when I can walk out of here and say, yay, we did something for the studio and for the show and the station WDIY. So please call in. I know it's a beautiful light night. Just take a minute. You'll feel good. You know, it'll come back to you. I promise it. What goes around comes around, as my mother says, do unto others, all of that. So please call in and help me make this challenge work out. I get very excited when I can end the show saying, yay, we did it. So two people, $100 each would be great. Four people at $50 each, that would be great as well. So I want to write a check for $250 and get the match from the employer as well. You can find more information at yourfinancialchoices.com, and you can listen to podcasts on wdiy.org as well. Get lots of information, hopefully help you make some good decisions in financial planning. Yay, somebody came through for us. Carolyn from Sailorsburg, a question. She had cash flow. What exactly it is? So you want to know what cash flow is? When I'm talking about cash flow, Carolyn, I thought maybe Carolyn called in and pledged, but I think Carolyn's a member anyway. Carolyn, when I talk about cash flow, it's really almost everything you think about on a daily basis when you're trying to make a financial decision. So when we look at cash flow, you're talking about what's coming in as far as whether it's wages or pension, annuities, interest, dividends. It's the money that's coming in, and then the money that's going out to pay your bills. So you may think, when I was mentioning about the mortgage interest or getting a deduction, sometimes you have to look at the net benefit of some of the decisions that you're making. That's when I talk about cash flow in particular. It's what are things costing you? So when we have our mortgages, are we really paying attention to what that cost us? So if we have a mortgage at 5% and we could get a mortgage at 3.5%, have we thought about that? Or 3.75% or 4%? Have we thought about whether or not we should refinance and get a better rate? Do we have the credit to do it? Do we have an opportunity to do it maybe with no cost or minimal cost? You have to consider what refinancing might cost. So cash flow is basically your stream of money in, how much it's costing you or how much you're earning. My example earlier, Carolyn, if you were listening, when I was talking about mortgage, sometimes what happens is someone might have an investment where maybe they're making, let's say, 8%, but they have income tax that they have to pay, and maybe they're in a 25% tax bracket. Well, they have, let's say, $10,000 they're earning on their $100,000. Well, no, I shouldn't give that example. I can't get into numbers. It'll be too complicated. But what I mean is there is an after-tax cost to the earnings that you're making, and then there's an after-tax cost to what you're spending and getting a deduction for on your mortgage. So you want to make sure that you understand what the after-tax cost is of some of your decision as well. So cash flow, basically your ins and your outs, what you're spending and what you're taking in. I try to tell people, if they can't budget, or they don't know how to budget, or it's too hard for them to budget, it overwhelms them to budget, then you don't have to worry about budgeting for your fixed expenses, because you know you have to make those, like your rent or your mortgage payment or your car payment. But what you could definitely budget is your discretionary spending, so that you're not taking $200 out of the ATM every 2 weeks, which I've seen people do. Instead, you say, I'm going to spend $40 a week or $30 a week or some number that is reasonable and not, you know, keeping you from living a good life, but that's a little bit more reasonable, and so that you don't get out of control. So you try to budget for what you don't really need to spend. And if you have extra money, that's great. You could put that toward your savings, or put it toward maybe something in, you know, a month that you want to save up for, to go out to a really special dinner. So don't go out to dinner each week, save up for a really special dinner, and go out in a month. So cash flow, I'm not sure, Carolyn, if that was your question or not, but that's what I'm talking about. And cash flow obviously affects us in every stage of our life because it's a daily, usage. It's something we have to do every day. When we drive our car, do we have gas? Do we have to pay for the gas? You know, we turn on the lights, okay? That's cash flow. We have to pay for the lights. We have to decide if we're going to turn our heat up in the winter if we're cold. Well, we got to pay for that heat. So cash flow is just thinking about what you're spending your money on and trying to make better decisions. So when my kids were growing up and we'd go to the restaurant and, you know, if they wanted to go to a restaurant, I'd say, okay, then we're not going to spend $2 on a soda. We're all going to get water. And to this day, we go to a restaurant. I say to my kids who are adults, kids, what do you want to drink? Water, water, water. So that's how it goes. You train them when they're young. You make better cash flow decisions when you're going along. Folks, I certainly hope that the phones are ringing and someone's calling in a pledge because I want to write this check for $250. So become a member if you haven't already, 610-758-8810, or go online at wdiy.org. And I'd like you to do it during this hour of Your Financial Choices so we can say that Your Financial Choices is contributing to the studio and to the community in so many ways. And I would like to write that challenge check. So someone already pledged $50. They did an extra gift, which was super, super nice. So if anyone has extra gifts that they can do to get us to $200 more, that's all we need. And then we can also take care of the pets. And I love this, the animal food bank. It's just wonderful. Neil's writing something down. We had another 25, Neil. So we're looking for 175. Folks, keep it coming. We have 4 minutes left. Please, please do it for me. I'm not too ashamed to beg. 610-758-8810. See, because I am a sucker for this kind of thing. Back in the day with PBS, the Bee Gees were on. Right. I called and pledged for the Bee Gees. So I would like someone to call in and pledge for Your Financial Choices. Okay. Thank you, person who just did 100. I think I love you. So I hope I can help you with some questions and some Your Financial Choice questions.
Oh, boy, we're running out of time here, Lori, and I'm just going to jump in and say that we want to say thank you to Carolyn extra gift representing for Coopersburg, and we're still looking for $75 to make this match for Lori tonight.
Sailorsburg is Carolyn.
Oh, did it say Sailorsburg?
She's my regular for years.
Oh,
love
there you
Carolyn.
Go. I'm
yes.
sorry. Did I say Coopersburg? I meant Sailorsburg. Yeah. We love to hear from places like Sailorsburg and Little towns outside the perimeters of the big cities here because, you know, we have a lot of listeners there as well, and we always enjoy hearing from them. So that means we're down to $75 to go. That's it, just $75. 610-758-8810. Make that phone ring. We are running out of time because we're going to have to go to news headlines in our transition to In the Tradition. So we need that phone to ring right now. 610-758-8810. Just $75 to go. I'll check in again there, Lori, and see how we're doing.
Okay, so I have another minute.
Yes, we got a couple minutes.
Folks, my last stage that I want to touch base on, we did a testing, nesting, investing, resting, and now divesting. Estate planning, it's dear to my heart. I don't know why. I worked at a law firm for 9 years doing just estates and trust. I found it was probably a most difficult time for people in their lives, and I loved being there to support them and help the family members that were left after. So please do your estate planning. Make sure you do your documents, your will, your power of attorney, your health directives. You want to not leave your family in a very stressful period of time with those decisions to make. So make sure you do your proper estate planning. Neil, did we get the $75?
Well, we're thanking Joe from Bethlehem, but we're still looking for that $75. It's 610-758-8810. We just have 2 minutes or so to squeak that out. Please make that call right now so Lori will match that. 610-758-8810. Make that pledge of support right now and put us over the top. The phone bank is open and ready to go. Let's hear that phone ring. 610-758-8810.
Yes, you'll feel good about it, that you're helping, and just like I like to do. I'm like a little helper. I love helping. My mother raised me well. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. Sometimes people don't want my help, though. And in fact, Jeff, sometimes people, I think they all want my opinion. That's the problem. I'm so used to the show and answering questions that I think everyone wants to know what I think. Sorry. But, you know, grew up in a family where we're all very opinionated. So I'm trying to get this 250 pledge. One more person could call with $75. We'll reach it. I write a check for $250. I really hope that we can do it. I would be very excited. I get very excited about these kinds of things, and I love helping and making a difference, and I want to do that tonight through the show, Your Financial Choices. Next week, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Next week is April 16th. I will be done with tax season, so taxes will be done. Yay. And I think I know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about cash flow. So, Carolyn, I don't know if you're listening still, but I'm going to talk about cash flow next week. I had already written that down. I'm going to talk about different ways that people can manage their cash flow. So that was actually a great question and a great tie-in to next week, and I almost forgot about it. For me, moments seem like decades right now. And decades are passing and all those tax returns I have to get done. So thanks, folks, for listening tonight. Jeff, do I take us out with the show?
Yes.
So Tom Druckenmiller is going to be coming up next within the tradition. I want to thank Jeff for being here. I want to thank Neil for coming in, and Seamus, and thank the phone bank people who are taking the calls. I hope we get one more in tonight to get that $75 to meet my $250 pledge. 610-758-8810. Remember, folks, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.